You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. About an hour from now, when I'm driving home, I am almost sure that I'll be about halfway and it'll pop into my mind. I'll think, that's what I should have said. It happens almost every week. You preach as best you can, but on the way home you say, I could have said that a little better. It happens when I teach classes and give talks all over the place. It happens in social occasions when you're in conversations with people. It happens when you hang up after a telephone call, after you send an email. Almost every time, the old proverb comes true, hindsight is better than foresight. I could have said so much better. And it just goes on and on. I'm sure that you have had this experience as well. Usually, after the conversation is over, you figure out what you might have said better. The one occasion, of course, in life that where it's terribly important, and this comes up sometimes on the occasion of a funeral. I couldn't tell you how many times I have heard people say at funerals, I wish I had told mom or dad how much I loved her or him. And of course, by then, it's entirely too late. What you should have said cannot be said. And I think this is the way that we should look at the conversations that are taking place in these scriptures that we have on the third Sunday of Easter time. We have this wonderful exchange between Jesus and St. Peter, where Jesus asks Peter, not once, but three times, do you love me? And you can kind of catch in the reading between the lines, by the third time, it was starting to get on Peter's nerves. He says, how many times do I have to say so? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And I like to think that the reason Jesus pushed him a little bit on that point was to give Peter a chance to make up for the three times that he denied Jesus, not too long before that, right before Jesus' death when he was on trial. And so Jesus kind of forced Peter to open his mouth. If you can deny me three times, by golly, you can say you love me three times. And I think Jesus was making a point that how important it is to say things like, I love you. So often we just assume, well, everybody knows we love them, so why bother to even vocalize it? And I'm sure that the lesson was not lost on Peter. Say it over and over again, because it is by speaking that we show what is on the inside. In the first reading this morning, which is from the Acts of the Apostles, this is just one of several occasions after the resurrection, after the apostles had got over their fear and trepidation and gone back to preaching in the temple and their role in society. They couldn't keep their mouths shut. They kept getting arrested over and over again for teaching about the name of Jesus. And every time they did so, the authorities hauled them into court and whipped them and scolded them and says, we don't want you to mention that name anymore. And they say, well, thank you very much, but we must obey God rather than human beings. And they went right back to where they came from and did it all over again. It was certainly a question of speaking out and not being deterred by the threats and the punishments that came upon them for being so bold. Sandwiched in between those two readings is a little section from the book of Revelation, which is St. John's vision of the kingdom of heaven, what it's going to be like after we all get to glory. And I hope you noticed in that second reading how often in heaven people are crying out. So when you get to heaven, don't plan on just sitting there with your lips all sealed up. Get used to it. We're going to be hollering out amen and hallelujah for all eternity, which is why I swear before I get through at Immaculate Conception Church, I'm going to have you all hollering something in church. us European people, we kind of think because Sister said don't talk in church, we just got to shut up in church. That's one of the worst ideas that ever came through in Christianity. So that's what the scriptures are teaching us. If Jesus is raised from the dead, if indeed we are filled with this faith, then we are compelled to vocalize it and get it out there, because that's the way people know that we are truly serious. So speaking out is a duty of all people. It doesn't matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert. Doesn't matter if you're clergy or laity, young or old. All of us who are baptized have this compulsion to get out there and orally testify in some way or another that we believe in the resurrection of Jesus and what that means for the world. Well, there's all kinds of levels you can do this, and you got to do it at all levels. At the personal level, for heaven's sake, make sure that you vocalize in your family. Husbands and wives need to tell each other on a regular basis, yes, I love you. And they should not assume that the other party just understands that. Same thing with parents and children in both directions. They need to say it out loud. I love you. And I love you very much, because when we get to the funeral home, it is too late. And with our personal relationships, so often we feel awkward about that, and we say, well, it's a little funny to show affection for people. Nonsense. We should express our affection and our love just as Jesus made Simon Peter say it not once, but three times. Then we have to take our speaking ability into the marketplace, into the public square. And it doesn't matter whether you are an elected official or the lowest person in society, all of us have to participate by speaking out. Sometimes we deserve all the nonsense that we get by being silent. And I would suggest to you that in terms of social justice, we as Christians have a special obligation to speak out for people who cannot speak for themselves. I hope you know by reading the news that so many of the marginalized people in our society cannot speak for themselves, and all the safety nets are falling aside. And it's the poor and the aged who are feeling it first. Colombia might feel it last, but you need to know it's happening and speaking out is called for. Now, I know you're not supposed to get political in the pulpit, but I think it's time that we as citizens speak out. We got a Congress out there in Washington that can't seem to do anything but bicker with each other on partisan grounds. We have a government in Springfield that cannot pass a budget for the better part of a year. And people are suffering, and speaking out needs to happen. And I just would like to think what would happen if all Christians got together and said, we've had enough of this foolishness and this nonsense. We need to get this fixed. Sometimes we invite that type of behavior by simply being silent. And so I'm not here to tell you how to vote and who to vote for and all that stuff. I know better than that. But we need to be people who make ourselves heard and bring our Christianity into the public square. It's not just something to keep in our homes and in our churches. It's something that needs to be proclaimed. We need to be just as courageous as those apostles who kept getting arrested and going back out again and saying, "We're very sorry, we have to obey God rather than human beings." When we do that, then we will be true to the faith that we profess so easily with our lips in church. So let us ask God, as we profess our faith and celebrate the sacrament again this morning, that God will give us the courage to speak out that Jesus is indeed raised from the dead and that we believe in life for all people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.